Yes, I love being country girl, a rural woman, country girl, rural woman. Who would have ever thought? I always thought that I wanted to live in the city, or I wanted to live in a beautiful gated community, or I wanted to live on a golf course or by the beach. And I've done those things. I'm sharing that with you because the reason I love living in the country, the reason I love being a rural woman is it's so honest. It's tough and it's hard and it's harsh and it's extreme, but it brings out the best in you, because how do we know how tough and strong we are if we're never tested? And when you live in the country, when you live in a rural area, you are tested on a day-to-day basis. So that's my very personal question for you. How do you know how tough and strong you are? How do you know how mentally tough you are? Have you tested that lately? Have you got puffed lately, and how long did it take you to recover? That's a simple way of testing how fit you are. The quicker you recover and the lower your resting heart rate, the fitter you are. How heavy can you lift? And obviously, as you get stronger and stronger, you can lift heavier and heavier. So if you can't lift heavy, it means that your muscles and bones are wasting away, and you can get stronger if you want to. But how would you know that if you don't test it? If you're not mentally testing your brain, and our world now is filled with Netflix and social media and let's listen to everybody's gossip and criticism, and people talk about what other people are doing, and it's like mental candy. It's rubbish for your brain. How do you know that your brain's getting tougher and stronger if you don't test it? So are you learning every day? Are you putting your brain under pressure? If you don't have challenges in your life, how the hell can your brain get better? And that's what I love about living in the country. Farmers' brains have to be really strong, because I have to work out, how do I overcome? We've got, at the moment, we're in severe drought. How the hell do we keep our cattle alive? How do we keep our community functioning? How do we flourish even though there's no free water coming out of the sky? You have to force your brain to think differently. And they do. They come up with all kinds of different ideas. The wind's going to blow at 150 kilometres an hour. What do we have to do to windproof our shed, or windproof our fencing? What do we have to do to make sure that when the wind blows, everything won't blow away? Living out here forces your brain to be stronger. And it's one of the things I'm committed to every day. It's my mantra is learn, laugh, huff, puff, lift. So learn every day, laugh every day, because that keeps your brain happy, of course. If you get puffed, you get fit. If you lift heavy, you get strong. But you've got to learn every day, because if you're not learning every day, your brain rots away. And I don't know about you, but do you really want your brain to rot away? I share on a regular basis, my father died of Alzheimer's, and that's a brain rotting disease. I do not believe his brain needed to rot away. What I do believe happened is he was diagnosed with something. He believed that he had that diagnosis, and then his brain rotted away. My father was—he could speak seven languages fluently. He could sing. He could play musical instruments. He knew the Bible verbatim. He was a regular learner and reader, and constantly getting better and better. But then he was diagnosed with a disease, and he took all of that away from himself, or that it was taken away from him. I don't know. All I know is that my father died very quickly after that. I'm sharing that with you because I don't want my brain to rot away. I don't want my body to rot away. So I'm testing it on a regular basis. What did I learn today? Did I laugh today? Did I get puffed today? Did I lift heavy to stay strong on a regular basis? And am I investing time with people that, yes, add value to my life? Yes, because they're beautiful, but also because they're horrible, nasty, negative, criticizing, terrible people, because I can learn from them and grow from them. If you don't test your mental toughness, if you don't test your physical strength and fitness, how do you know how physically tough you are? And that's why I love living in the country, and I love being a rural country woman. Now, you might not have that at you might not want to be a rural person. You might not ever want to live in the country. But there's my personal question. Are you testing your mental toughness and your physical strength and fitness on a regular basis so that you really can live your life to the max? Super-duper-doo. How are you living your life to the max in the country? Woo-hoo.